rightly dividing the spiritual and physical realms. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Adam surrendered his earthly dominion to Satan, a spiritual entity, a rebellious angel. From the fall, Satan, that crooked serpent called the devil, has dominated this realm. God is using the rebellion of Satan and the fall of Adam to teach man a vital lesson. God is teaching man that only submission to himself brings joy and peace and hope. God rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomever he will and sets over it the basest of men. Daniel gives insight into the way that this satanic spiritual kingdom functions. Know the enemy's strategies and his ways, and you have a means to resist him. And Paul's epistles outlines the weapons and battle plan for a believer today. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, not man, to the pulling down of strongholds. Oh, how important to understand the spiritual sphere and the physical realm. The first man, Adam, surrendered his earthly dominion to Satan's spiritual forces. Satan is the provincial ruler over all nations, with one exception, Israel. Israel and the angelic prince assigned to Israel is the archangel Michael. Israel, the adopted firstborn son of God, the old creation in Jacob. Israel, God's chosen nation, the wife of Jehovah, and his earthly inheritance. Israel, soon to be brought back into fellowship with her God and her husband. Israel, currently blinded, but soon to look on him whom they have pierced. Oh, God chose Israel as his chosen nation through whom his truth would be manifested. No wonder Israel is a nation hated above all, down through the centuries. No wonder Israel has become the nation satanic forces seek to destroy. Israel is a burdensome stone to all nations, which are currently governed by Satan. Israel will remain that burdensome stone until their crucified Messiah returns, until the stone that the builders rejected becomes the cornerstone. And all people are born into the kingdom of darkness with one exception. The church, the new creation in Christ, is born again into the kingdom of light. The church with the indwelling Spirit of God. The church which is outside the realm of darkness and released from Satan's hold. The church, God's fruitful nation, the bride of Christ, his heavenly heirs. The church, soon to be taken to heaven to be with her God and her bridegroom. The church, living in this world as the only enlightened ambassadors of heaven. For the natural man, the old creations in Adam and Jacob, receive not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto them, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Oh, no wonder the church are people hated above all, down through the centuries. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Yea, and all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution in this world. Satan has blinded the hearts of those that are perishing and lost in their sins, but the venom of Satan's spiritual realm is specifically targeting two creations: Israel, the old creation in Jacob, and the church, the new creation in Christ. Oh yes, it's really important to rightly divide the word of truth. We must rightly divide the gospel of truth and rightly divide the creations of God. But we must also rightly understand the spiritual battle that's currently raging. To understand the battle of the ages is to understand God's purpose for us. Then we'll understand his future plans and purposes for his nation and for his bride. Israel will receive her earthly inheritance after the time of Jacob's trouble. Israel must first be brought back to her God in the time of coming tribulation. Israel then will teach the gospel of the kingdom throughout all the world. Oh, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end shall come. Israel is encouraged to endure to the end, and the same shall be saved. But first, the church will be raptured into heaven to fulfill her heavenly position, while Israel will be ruled on earth by her victorious Messiah and Saviour. The church will receive her heavenly inheritance, and Israel will receive her earthly inheritance. Oh, how important to rightly divide the spiritual sphere and earthly realms. How important to rightly divide the word of truth.